It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. John Husing has been explaining some of the statistics that economists use to put together their economic forecasts over the past several weeks. Dr. Husing has surveyed statistics for Inland Empire cities covering population and population growth, retail sales, assessed valuation, poverty statistics. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing anytime at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use our search function at the top of the page and type in John Husing. This morning, Dr. Husing looks at statistics showing the highest and the lowest median home prices in each of the 52 cities in the Inland Empire. We asked Dr. Husing to start by comparing median home prices generally between Riverside County and San Bernardino County.
It's a very interesting difference. Riverside, $335,000. San Bernardino, $285,000. So there's about exactly a $50,000 difference between the median price of houses sold during this last July between the two cities.
Now, could some of this be that there has been more housing development in Riverside County in recent years than in San Bernardino?
That is definitely the case. Therefore, you have more newer homes in Riverside than you do in San Bernardino. The other fact that's interesting, the data would not be in my tables, but if you go over to the median prices in San Diego, Orange, and L.A. County, and you compare them to these numbers, the differential tends to run at $200,000 to $400,000 higher in the coastal counties. It's over $400,000 higher in Orange compared to these numbers. It's over $200,000 higher in both L.A. and San Diego. This is why people should be migrating in, and they really haven't been, which is one of the surprises in this expansion and recovery.
I was going to say, looking at this list, though, look at the disparity between the Inland Empire communities with the highest median home prices and the lowest median home prices, and you see quite a disparity. The Indian Wells, almost $900,000 median home price.
Half above,
in that
half
gated
below.
Community in the middle of the Coachella Valley. Chino Hills,
560.
Yeah, well above half a million.
But look at where they are geographically. Indian Wells, Coachella Valley. Mm-hmm. Chino Hills, next to L.A. Mm-hmm. Upland, next to L.A. Mm-hmm. Rancho, next to L.A. Eastvale, next to L.A. and Orange. Corona, next to Orange.
Yeah, you got to get
Norco,
to Loma Linda.
Next to Orange.
Loma Linda, way down here, about 11th or 12th before you get to...
When you start to get inland.
Yeah, an inland community that's just sort of like in the middle of the IE.
So this is essentially first of all, these homes were built... There's higher-end homes have been built in these communities because as people migrated out of the coastal counties, one of the things they came looking for were a better class of homes. And therefore, the developers responded to that by building higher-end neighborhoods, and it affected where these prices are the highest. Down at the bottom, it's really the outlying areas farther away from jobs. Barstow, Needles, 29 Palms, Yucca Valley, Blythe, Desert Hot Springs, Adelanto are the lower-priced homes. Mm-hmm. So you're getting into the high desert and the outlying desert and the part of the low desert in the case of Desert Hot Springs, which tends to be out in...
It's still a community that is a half-hour drive away from the population center of the Coachella Valley, although that is that drive is shrinking as Palm Springs and Cathedral City move north, and Desert Hot Springs is now getting more commercial material down toward the 10 to its south. Next week, we're going to hear which local communities where housing prices have shot upward and where they have stayed stagnant. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.